Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
It's the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. Steven and Isaac here. Week two of football.
We're back.
NFL football is over. I guess if you're a college fan, I don't know. Is it week two of college football?
You can't even ask me that.
Like, for all I know, we could be in like week six of college for all I know. I don't know that it even starts the same way as the NFL. That is how out of tune
we are.
College football. I'm into the NFL.
You live and breathe NFL.
I live and breathe the NFL and watch probably too much of it.
Yeah, very true.
It's a good thing that it's only on 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually towards the end of the year, you get some of the playoffs. We get some of those Saturday games. Then we're on 4 days a week. Oh, man. It's just, if we were 5 days a week, I'd probably be sitting there watching it 5 days a week. And I got to say, though, it isn't me just being a couch potato watching 3 days of football. We're all watching.
True.
We got Ethan going
We're
around.
We're all couch potatoes.
You're watching with us. Mom's sitting right there just as into it as we are, screaming and yelling and looking up things on, screaming and yelling at the TV and at the games.
Yeah.
We'll clarify that.
Clarifying that.
Just making sure.
It's not gonna
She's into it. She's a football fan. Let's just go there. And then Ethan as well. So it is a lot of fun.
Yep.
Don't forget to like us and follow us wherever you get your podcast and share. You know, Isaac wants to get some fans here, some people
yes.
checking things out. So by you sharing the podcast with your friends, that's how we grow and get bigger. So I would appreciate that. You can comment on the Podbean app or on social media as well. Week two, Isaac. What do we got, bud?
There was a lot of games, and I was very entertained with week two in general. But one of the games that really stood out to me was the Vikings and the Eagles game. That was really entertaining. And I knew it was going to be entertaining because the Eagles were in it. The Eagles just, they play very well this year. But I did not expect the Vikings to put as much of a fight up as they did. They really performed well. They didn't win, but they still performed really well. And so,
what I liked about that game and seeing, you know, the Vikings are 0-2 right now. The Eagles are 2-0. Different team. They're a
yes.
different team than they were in the Super Bowl.
100%.
And last year, they actually struggled a little bit offensively. But
Agreed.
The defense is what won this game and stepped up when they needed it to. And as a team, they're really gelling and getting together. So that's cool on the Eagles side of things. I know that the Vikings lost, but right. I like what I'm seeing from the Vikings.
They
I know
have
a lot
potential.
Of people aren't Cousin fans. I think Kirk Cousins is really good. He's
mm-hmm.
he manages the game really well. He makes good decisions. He had four touchdowns.
Exactly.
He was just on
Insane.
Fire and just working through things. And I was just like, wow, this is really cool to see what he's able to do. You can't hate on Cousins. And I don't, you know, I know they keep saying like, oh, it's another big game, whether it's a Monday night or a Thursday night, or it's a, you know, Thanksgiving game and Kirk lost again. I can't throw this loss. I think he is a very good quarterback, and he played really well.
Agreed. And I think, like we said about on the last podcast, he's not the greatest quarterback. He's not like Patrick Mahomes level, but he's a great leader, and he brings the team together. Him and Justin Jefferson have insane chemistry. Justin Jefferson had a 159-yard game this time, and I love the way he just gels everyone together. And yes, they're 0-2, but they get it done a lot of times. They do get wins. And I also like the fact, yes, we always see Kirk Cousins lost this, he lost that. But he's a veteran quarterback. He's been around. He knows what he's doing. And he's just really bringing everyone together in the sense of they have been losing games this season, but they are still playing at an elite level. And we've seen them put up a fight multiple occasions.
Yeah, and the Vikings, you know, you start 0-2 at the season. The Eagles are off to a great start, you know, right now 2-0. You know, they say, what? Oh, if you go 0-2 in a season, your chances of making the playoffs, like, just tank. I don't know
really?
The exact numbers. I'd have to look it up right now. But it was something like 10%. Like, you have a 10% chance of making the playoffs if you start the season 0-2.
Really?
There's a lot of teams right now that are 0-2.
Yeah.
And a lot of 0-2 teams have made the playoffs and have succeeded and done well. But I get that your chances diminish more and more.
Yeah.
Sure, once you get into that 0-3 or 0-4, like, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. The Bears, we can kind of really skip over. But I think it's worth mentioning, like, they're going to probably be like 0-10 before they get a win.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a Bears fan, Isaac, you and I live here in Chicago. So sure, we're Bears fans.
Yeah.
I'm sure we like the Bears, like a whole lot of other teams as well. But we're not even bringing up the Bears because we're in Chicago. If you are a Bears fan, I really feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rough just season, week in, week out. Month in, month out, year in, year out. The Bears, just in football stats right now, just as an NFL football team, dude, they have 12 straight losses. They have not won a game since October of last year.
That's depressing.
Yeah, like let's just let that sink in. Like, what in the world are the Bears doing? Then they give up the number one draft pick to get all these other players and all these other draft picks and build their team. They got some good receivers. They picked up some new guys. I don't know. What I saw from the Bears was nothing new, nothing flashy, same old, and a big goose egg once again. What's going on?
I personally, if I had to make any critique to anything they're doing, is I would have thought, do not give up the first round draft pick. You can get a really good player. They said, oh, we're building the team, we're doing this, but they really, it's kind of the same old, like you were saying. We had decent players, and we kind of just swapped them out for more decent players. We had new material, but it wasn't really where it was. We were basically going in a circle. Like, we did not improve. If my opinion, what we should have done, kept the first round draft pick, could have got somebody like Bryce Young, have that, just a new leadership in there. Because Justin Fields has abilities. He is an insane runner. He is incredible at running. But he struggles when it comes to throwing. And he's also not necessarily the most, like, he's a leader. He brings people together. But
yeah, but we got some decent people.
We do,
like,
got decent people.
He's not horrible. Jay Cutler wasn't horrible either. I know a lot of people don't like him. Jay Cutler was a gunslinger, and he was really good. I liked Jay Cutler, but he stunk in the Bears system.
Yeah, exactly.
Bryce Young is nothing flashy right now. You know, he did okay the other night. He only threw for 153 yards, 22 of 33, one touchdown. He managed the game okay. It was cool to see a young guy being the first-round draft pick, young rookie. And he held himself and handled himself really well.
Yeah.
Good composure. There were some stressful moments that he just had it under control. And it was just real laid back and chill. That was really cool to see. But I don't know that the answer was, oh, yeah, number one draft pick and the Bears are totally different. They got some decent guys. We have some decent receivers. Why in the world are we not moving the ball as well as we are? But there's also no time.
Exactly.
We worked on the offensive line a little bit. We have no offensive line. There is no offensive line for the Bears. Justin Fields says hike, and he's got like zero time to do anything. He's either hit right away, sacked right away, or he's running for his life trying to make a play.
For real.
And so what, I don't know. We keep saying this. It to me, we've had just the Bears organization has had new management, new general managers, new coaches, new quarterbacks, new players, and it's the same thing year in and year out since they won the Super Bowl in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Time to sell the team? New management? New ownership? Maybe, because what are the odds of everybody coming in and there's some system that, are the owners just stuck on a system of this is how we're going to play football? Because guess what? It ain't working.
Yep.
So I don't know what the answers are, but I feel sorry for all the Bears fans out there.
I agreed. We are with you because, like you said, I agree with you on that sense of there have been a ton of people who have come into the Bears system, management, players, quarterbacks, just everyone coming in, and they struggled. And the other thing we've seen is we've seen people who were in the Bears system who struggled, people hated, and went to a different system and flourished. Mitchell Trubisky went to the Bills and he started flourishing. And yes, could it be just a change of environment? But I also think it's the management. I think it's how the team is being led and the playing system. And I think it's just a different atmosphere.
Well, I think if you put Patrick Mahomes on right now on the Bears, he's still going to be somewhat Patrick Mahomes because he has just a
crazy natural
ability.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, he is not winning two Super Bowls. He is not going to be as successful week in and week out because the way that things are being handled and run. I mean, here, you look at Fields. He is a great runner. He is great at running for his life. And look how still he has no time and he can't make plays. I think you throw somebody as great as Patrick Mahomes in the Bears system right now, he's going to flop.
Yep.
And the team, yeah, you're going to win a couple games. You're going to win a handful more games. Sure. But there's a whole lot of stuff that needs to change in order for that to happen. And there's a lot of these teams that you can look at and be like, oh, man, they haven't done anything, gone anywhere. I feel really bad. And we talked about it last week, watching them play again, Jets and the Cowboys. I feel really bad for the Jets.
Yes.
I do want to talk about the Cowboys, but the Jets, they have a lot of really good players.
They
really stacked up this team and got kind of their dream team, so to speak. And I know they still want to continue to grow it, but they had some or have some really good players on both sides of the field, offensive and defense. And then you're putting Aaron Rodgers in there. Great chances of success. Was really excited for the Jets fans to be like, wow, we can actually do something.
Mm-hmm.
And for Rodgers to go down, and then they're struggling. And I don't know if they're going to really be on the upswing this year. I think it's going to be a year of them struggling and trying to kind of find who we really are and who's that next quarterback. I really feel bad for them.
I feel bad for them, too, because they had just this grand plan of, yes, they were building up their team. They were getting their dream team. They were putting Aaron Rodgers in there kind of at the head of it. And, like, I was personally really excited to see where they were going to go. I was excited to see how they were going to stack up, if they were going to be a playoff contender. Like, this was exciting. And then, yeah, with him going down and then all of this just getting thrown on Zach Wilson, I think it is going to be a little bit more of the same as far as last year. And them just struggling and trying to figure out where they are and who that next quarterback is going to be. It is sad. Like, I was personally, like I said, I was very excited to see where this was going to go. And I feel bad for them because they worked so hard to put everything together. And I'm not shaming Zach Wilson in any way. He can still pull this around. He can still line up to where he needs to be. But it just is their whole plan just kind of.
He's got to grow up fast.
Yes.
He can't play like he played last year. Like, he has to, like, next week, just things got to flip over. Again, they're not going to be strong contenders, I don't think, but I think that he can change things around. He has to just really substantially grow up just fast and really lead this team and help kind of salvage really what they can. And hopefully we can then see, is he able to grow into being a great quarterback, or is he just going to kind of be where he's at? That side of things, you know, was Jets Cowboys. The Cowboys, I don't know. People aren't talking about the Cowboys. I don't know why you're not talking about the Cowboys. You know, they say, oh, it's America's team. I'm not a big Cowboys fan.
Yeah, me neither.
But you got to talk about the Cowboys right now. Their defense is crazy off the charts. They've only allowed 10 points in the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
But the offense, I'm telling you, dude, especially after Dak Prescott came off of his injury a couple of years ago, that whole leg thing, and just the fact that he came back, and he has been playing amazing football. They have scored 70 points in the last two games and only allowed 10. Like, I mean, it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Again, are they going to be able to continue this? I don't know.
Not playing against, like, crazy teams.
Right, I got that. So it's still early in the season, but right now what I'm seeing from him is pretty impressive. And what I'm seeing from Dak Prescott, 31 of 38, 7 incompletions, he's just on fire right now. And I think if he just kind of continues playing his game, playing at the level that he is currently playing, they can go somewhere and he can kind of be in that category of just a really, good player, good quarterback that we're going to be talking about more and more. Now, we talked about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the rumors.
Yep.
He may be able to come back for the playoffs. I think he's done for the season. I don't see him coming back. Injuries happen in football all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Some horrible ones happen.
Yes.
With different players. We had a couple last year that we talked about that were just crazy. There's so many injuries throughout a game, and you can't even keep track of them all. And guys are out for a week or two, sometimes a week, sometimes it's a couple weeks, or I sprained this or injured that, or whether it's concussions or and different things. And even that, concussions, some of them are mild, some of them are more intense, and they're out longer. But these injuries that just happen or are fluke things, like Rodgers, you know, four plays in and you're out. But these big injuries that happen, I feel really bad for him, and they have to just be so devastating, but just the impact. Browns and Steelers, you got Nick Chubb. Not a huge Browns fan. I've been liking what the Browns have been doing lately, but come on, you got to be a Nick Chubb fan.
Yes.
Nick Chubb, for the last several years, he's been, what, six seasons in playing in the NFL? He's a top running back. Like, you play fantasy football, you want Nick Chubb on your team.
Yeah.
He's just a grinder. He is just north-south runner, and he gets you points, he gets your yards, he gets you fantasy points. Like, Nick Chubb all around, you want this guy on your team. Great job. Dude, his injury,
it was
not cool. Not cool. Like,
yeah.
he went down his knee. They didn't even, we were watching it on ESPN, they didn't even re-show the instant replay because of how gruesome his injury was. Of course, I looked it all up. And, you know, I mean, you gotta know what's going on, what's happening.
Gotta be in the know.
I don't even want to describe it too much because I don't want to disgust anybody out there, but his knee is, he's done for the season. There's no way you're walking, you're running anytime soon. Your body is not supposed to turn that way.
No.
Let's just put it that way.
Joints are not supposed to go that way.
And I feel really bad. And it was just a fluke thing. It's just how he got tackled. He had a really bad knee injury, very similar, back in 2015 when he was in college. He came back from all of that. The fact that he has been playing at the level he's been playing in the NFL and being an elite running back, and he already came back from that kind of injury, is amazing to me. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really cool to see. I feel really bad for him because he's still a young guy, 27 years old. I don't know. Can you come back from something like this? Not only is his season over, his career could be over.
His career could be over.
The full extent of that injury and what really you tore and what needs to be reconstructed. So I just, thoughts and prayers off to Nick Chubb, and I hope that he's able to get the care. And I know that they're going to have the surgeons and the people that are going to be able to help him out. But that's a long road, and it's a tough loss for the Browns. The hard thing about these injuries, no matter who it is, it has to be as far as, like, you have to go, well, I feel bad for the guy, and our hearts go out to him, and you want to bring that humanity into it, right? But as far as an NFL team, you have to be looking to next week.
Oh yeah,
the world still spins, and it's still the next man up, and there's still the expectations to win, to your fans, to all the what you're getting paid to do and doing your job. So they have to look at who's filling that those shoes, who's filling the shoes of Nick Chubb. They've already started looking at running backs. Kareem Hunt, is he coming back to the Browns?
Yeah,
it has to just be who's the next man up.
Agreed, and it's just, it's really sad to see Nick Chubb go. Like you said, we watched the injury, we didn't see it, but you just feel for him because, yes, the Browns had a lot of potential this year. I liked what they were doing with Nick Chubb. They aren't the greatest team, but they just, I love the Browns personally. And seeing Nick Chubb go down, that was just really saddening to me because, like you said, it's the next man up. They are constantly having to just look for a new running back and trying to improve. But in reality, I don't know if you're going to find a replacement that's going to be as good as Nick Chubb. I don't know if you're going to still have the same chances. I think he's definitely out for the season. It'll be honestly a miracle if he is back again. And if he is, that's just going to be a complete inspiration.
Well, yeah, and just the mental capacity to be able to come back and want to come back to do that, if that's even a possibility to happen. So we'll see as we follow Nick Chubb, and I hope that he just heals really well and just really just been thinking about him and just healing from those injuries, just physically and mentally as well. Week three, it's coming up. There's going to be some really good matchups.
Yes, there are.
You know, for the people that are Chiefs fans, you're going to be pretty excited, but I don't even know if it's worth watching the game if you're a Chiefs fan, because it's the Chiefs and the Bears.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Just could be really, really bad. Now, yes. The good thing is, and we say this all the time, why we watch football, because anything can happen, and stranger things have happened.
Chiefs.
Right. Watch the Bears defense step up and just contain Mahomes and watch them win a low-scoring game or something, or watch it be 41-35 or something, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden Fields goes off and has a crazy, great game. Regardless of what's going to happen, the Bears are not going to be this great, epic team.
Exactly.
But this could be just a complete blowout.
Agreed. And another game I am completely looking forward to is the Rams-Bengals game. This has always been a great matchup. I've always loved these two teams. Personally, I side more with the Bengals. I love Joe Burrow. And
he's got some shoes to fill right now.
Yes, he does.
He got a big contract, and then he's been struggling.
He's 0-2, one of those 0-2 teams, too.
He needs to step up and play the Joe Burrow football that we know he can play.
Exactly. And I think it's in him. I think he's probably, I'm hoping he's going to turn it around. But yeah, like you said, he is not, he just got all this money, and he's been kind of struggling. He's one of the 0-2 teams. And if I was the Bengals right now, I would have faith, but I would also be like, hey, where's my receipt? Like, I spent all this money, and now it's like, you're not playing at the level you were before. And so, yes, this week is going to be very nice. I'm very excited for a lot of these games coming up, some really good matchups. Eagles and Buccaneers is going to be pretty good, too. I want to see Jalen Hurts go off again, and it'll be wild.
Yeah, literally, like, a 10 to 11% chance when you start 0-2 of making the playoffs.
Oh,
again, I mean, it's still a 10%
exactly.
chance, and anything can happen, especially I think this year there's a lot of 0-2 teams,
mm-hmm.
so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens and what goes on. But yeah, I want to see the Bengals kind of step up, and can they pull off a win as well? I'd love for the Saints to beat the Packers.
Yes, I'm hoping for that.
I'm actually liking the Saints and what I'm seeing from them.
It's they have
actually
potential
really,
for the first year in however long.
Well, since Drew Brees left, really.
Exactly.
Like, I do feel like, yeah, like you lose somebody like Drew Brees and you're a top elite quarterback and you kind of tank and you got to work your way back up. Derek Carr, I was impressed with how he played. And I think that they got a good thing going around with Derek Carr, Taysom Hill, and Michael Thomas. Like, can you guys all stay healthy and continue to do things? So that's going to be fun to kind of look forward to and see as well, and kind of go from there what's going to happen. Cowboys and Cardinals, a little
that
bit
could be something.
Tougher team. I think it's going to be another good test for the Cowboys.
Yes,
to see
really
what's
see.
Really going to happen and kind of go from there. Bills mm-hmm. and Commanders. I just want to see Josh Allen. He stepped up last week.
Yeah,
he kind of got back to Josh Allen football.
The Commanders actually are not doing horrible.
The defense is got
Chase
it going.
Young.
And
yeah.
These are going to be just some tough games for sure. Like, yeah, you can't write off and be like, oh, it's the Commanders. We don't really want to say a whole lot about that because I can have a whole lot of opinions about the Commanders.
Yep.
But you really just can't throw them out right now because they mm-hmm. definitely have a defense that can step up and do what they need to do. They're 2-0 right now.
Yep, they are.
Like, they're definitely not the 0-2 team.
Exactly.
Like, you got the Broncos on the other end. I don't know.
They,
you got Sean Payton as the head coach.
You got Russell Wilson.
You got Russell Wilson, who was awful last year.
Yeah, he was.
You really need to step up, but right now they're 0-2. So that right now, they need
that
to turn that around.
That statistic is probably a little bit different now because of just how many 0-2 teams there are at this present time.
It is kind of crazy. I think at this point in the season and this year, that's all going to be changed around because there's mm-hmm. going to be a lot of these teams that are going to be making the playoffs.
100%.
For sure. But I think for the chances of, I don't know, Denver has to, they spent a lot of money. They went and got new coaches. They got Russell. They built things around it. Last year, it didn't go so well. But I think for Russell to continue to be in this league, he has to get back to old school Russell Wilson. I think Sean Payton can get that out of him, but we have not seen that these last 2 weeks. So it's going to be interesting to see. Lots of football happening, Isaac. We're going to talk about it.
Yes, we are.
Ethan's been dying to get in here as well. Yeah. So we'll throw him in here every once in a while as well. And we'll talk next week. Don't forget to like us and follow us.
Yes.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
See ya.